Blog Talk Radio.
SD, JJ, and Kuba. This is Wacky Wednesdays / Early Thursday, part two. Earlier today, we were talking about what's going on in the music industry. SD's shitty-ass phone hung up, so forget about that one. But talking about what's going on in the music industry, as well as whack-ass MCs and chicks who suck dick to get famous. Today's show is actually, well, tonight's show, this morning's show is going to have to actually be about sex, as well as the different shits. You gotta, you know, spice it up with a little comedy. Hey, Kuba, you awake over there?
Yeah.
I was on the Are We Famous Yet radio, and it was holding it down over there. Danny Dan and Ace Money are some funny motherfuckers. They're fucking hilarious. So hold on. This is SD calling back. Let me mute him. Hold on, brother. As well as Danny Dan and Ace Money. Alright. Now that should do it. Hey, Kuba.
Yeah.
How about you take a wet washcloth to your face?
Sound like you need to take one of yours.
Oh, yeah, nigga.
Word.
Yeah, I heard that shit, nigga. Fucking phone is dying and shit. Cheap ass phone.
Yeah, mine's gonna be dying. Mine's gonna be dying shortly.
I don't know why. You ain't got no bitches calling you.
Oh, man, I got your mom's calling me.
Yo, Sonny Carson in the face ass nigga.
Come on, son. You need to sound. You need to do something with yourself over there.
Yeah, I had that. Yo, Jet Li in the eye ass nigga.
Come on, man.
I'm gonna blindfold you with a piece of floss, nigga.
Shut your trap. What happened?
Hmm?
Man. Shut your trap. Shut your trap and bust your gun off.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you heard me, pussy.
Well, I ain't got no guns, so.
Though. I know, so shut your trap then.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, nigga.
Well, we got a tough guy on the phone.
We got your mother on the phone.
Oh, yeah? That's funny.
Yeah.
I got your mother in my lap.
Come on, so in your
lap. Whoa. Let's get this together.
Come on, so I'm doing two things. I'm multitasking right now. I got to entertain y'all, and I got to entertain your mother.
I hear that. Mm. Mm, Ace Money, Danny Dan in the building.
Mm. Nah, I'm talking to somebody else, Moses.
Mm.
Niggas hanging with a nigga named Moses. Were you serious?
I'm not hanging out with nobody named Moses.
And with Jesus, that?
I'm playing Xbox Live, you pussy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I bet you need a TV for that, prick.
I need a TV for that? You sound so retarded. When
hey,
you
yo, L.E.
Yeah, maybe E will let you know how retarded you sound when you speak.
Oh, I never stutter like you do, though.
You must.
Whoa.
Come on, dog. Listen to
me.
No one's laughing but you.
Oh, man. Somebody got fucking car oil in your mouth, nigga.
Come on, son. Like I said, take a quarter.
Whoa. Put the battery acid out, nigga.
Nah, I'm over here messing with these dudes.
Yo, E.
Laughing at what, dog? I don't know.
Whoa. Slow down.
Slow your mother down, nigga.
Slow your speech down. Tired as fuck.
Yo, I got two people in my ear. Tell your mother, chill.
Whoa. Man, maybe I have to change the whole script. And
come
not
on.
Talk about
I'm,
sex.
How about I change your mind?
Whoa, balls. Let's talk about your stuttering problem.
I know you're not talking about stuttering, dog.
Oh, yes, I am.
You
and 6'4", brothers, for sure. That's all you do is stutter. Especially when y'all, you know, feel agitated. Once you get your ass kicked in the game.
I'm not getting my ass kicked on anything.
Hey, yo, E.
Your mom just kicking my
whoa,
ass.
Whoa. What's up with the double yah-yah?
Dude, shut up.
You don't shut up. I want to laugh.
Tell your mother I want to laugh.
Yeah, I hear that.
She knows.
Your mother has the cutest freckles on her butt cheeks. Yo, Ace Money's in the building. Danny Dan's in the building. That's D.
I let them niggas finish you off.
Oh, man. You started.
Hold that. Slight thing, so.
Wait, nah, man. Yo,
my mic on?
Yeah, your mic is on.
My mic on.
I should gun
on.
Hey, yo, E.
If you're not going to do that, don't speak to me.
Yeah, this nigga E is, he must be working with the Mexicans right now. Carrying semen on his back.
He's working with your moms right now.
Is that a hamster nigga talking?
Mm.
I can't hear that nigga. Anybody on this phone speak gerbil? Hey, Cuba.
Nobody's laughing, dog.
Hey, Cuba. It's not a laughing matter.
That shit is as whack as your mom's buns. I'm about to give it back to you after I'm done. So just sit tight. I'll be done with her shortly. Damn, that fucking helicopter is murking me.
Because you suck, that's why. Hey,
what's
Cuba?
Going on with you dudes? I'm over here running my trap on the phone and I'm still getting more kills than y'all. Yeah, I'm on the phone. I'm on the
nigga
phone.
Nigga, got that shit on
mom.
Easy. Hey,
hey,
yo, we're gonna keep moving, man. Today happens to be January 17th, 2008. Born from 12 midnight to
why
1 a.m. in the morning.
I only hear two people talking.
Huh?
So I only hear two people talking. Where the fuck is everybody else at?
Well, he's somewhere, you know, making baking soda with some Mexicans. You know,
wow.
I don't know where the fuck that nigga's at. He's actually unmuted, but he's not talking.
Who else you said we had on the mic?
We got Danny Dan and Ace Money.
Why them niggas?
Hmm?
Hmm? Why them niggas ain't speaking? Why I don't hear nothing, man?
We waiting for y'all question session to be over.
Oh, yeah, this nigga be starting it, God. Like, he be starting.
Oh, yeah, hey, yo, hey, I ain't saying nothing. That nigga came in my mom.
I don't know.
He must have been having phone problems. His phone just hung up.
He's probably having phone sex with his girl.
Yeah, word. Hey, hey, yo, Cuba. Hey, Cuba.
See, she gets all quiet. She having phone sex with him.
Hey, yo, orange juice. Orange juice. Mango. Papaya.
Honda Civic.
Free cable.
Sufrito.
Lawn material.
Rake. They're coming.
They're coming. Yo, E, you on the phone, man.
Yo, can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Oh, man, this show is so bootleg,
yo,
dude. Come on.
That's cool, man. Y'all dudes was running your trap too much.
Yo, this show, what is the show run by a damn Mexican and a damn Jamaican? What's going on here?
By me and your mom. The show was crazy, B.
Crazy.
That's who was ran by. It's ran by me and your mom.
Yo, let's see. Where's Cuba? You know I gotta get my daily dose.
She's at my house right now. Relax yourself.
Send it my way when you're done, all right?
Nah, negative.
Not negative.
Everybody says you're toast, kid. Get out of here.
I got a couple of wet vaginas to slap across our lips. All right. We'll make it like that. Where's Danny Dan?
I'm right here.
All of you,
Danny Dan.
Hi.
Whoa.
How you doing?
Why you studded the ass off?
You all right?
Yeah.
How's your night going tonight?
Hmm?
How's your night going tonight?
Oh, it's okay.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Sitting here BSing on
Nah, ain't none of that gay shit over here, partner.
Sitting there doing what?
I can't be gay when your mom is sitting.
I can't hear you because these guys are talking. Can you speak a little louder?
I said BSing on MySpace.
Oh, his mom's in, oh, mom's the trainee that explains his lifestyle. All
right. That's cool.
Hey, yo.
These niggas over here running their mouth, dog. Like, they don't know
what
they're
Ace?
They dealing with.
Right,
Ace,
yeah,
is at your mom's. Ace is at your mom's house.
Ace at the mechanic? Ace is at the mechanic getting his Magnum fixed. Where's Ace?
Whoa.
I'm just saying.
I'm up there trying to get that door for your car so you can get on the right side.
I got to turn my mic on.
It's an American car, so, you know.
It's an American car.
With two horsepower. He has 2 horsepower under the hood. Shit, it looks fast. It looks fast.
Hold on. I heard him say something about moms, and you know, when I hear something about moms, I get real hyped because I like your moms. Right. Tell his moms to shut her trap. Niggas won't give up, son. They won't give up, and I won't give up screwing your mom.
Anyway,
is there a topic tonight?
Or what? Yeah,
topic is your mom.
is the topic? What are you in the Brillo shop? The Brillo pad shop? What are you shaving your hair off to make Brillo pads?
Nah, I'm in your mom's shop. I'm in your mom's shop. She's baking me cookies right now.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
What is JJ posing for cue balls?
No, don't bring me in this. Yo, y'all argue. Don't bring me.
What are you mouthing?
I argue when it comes to your moms.
Modeling for 8 balls and 7 balls and 4 balls? making a mold from your head?
No, I'm not even Moses and the rest of your MLW clique. I'm not even talking to you pussies.
Yo, tell them to get a life and get some buns. Get off the video game.
Buns.
Hold on. I know E is not trying to crack on me.
Ooh.
No, I'm just saying, tell the people on Xbox Live to get a life and get some buns.
I sent some softness. I just
my dude on the phone said, get a life and get some buns, and maybe you'll be all right.
I sent some softness this window. Anyway, yeah, the topic tonight
Hold on. Let me just let him know what Duke on the Xbox just said. Say that again, Moses. What'd you say about his mom? Oh, he said stop touching little boys. He ain't saying nothing about your moms. He said he don't want your moms right now.
That's actually a good one. Stop touching little boys, huh?
Yeah, that's what he said.
tell him to stop touching little girls.
Moses, hey Moses, my dude said stop touching little girls. I swear to God, all of them just asked why.
Wow.
All of them did what?
They all just asked why.
Is Ace on there too?
Hey, nigga, I got an age limit, nigga.
Straight up. 17, I'll get neck from. I won't fuck
Ace went. Neck. Ace went back to the future with them two damn parts. He went back to the future with Michael J. Fox.
I might as well turn this into Cracking Wednesdays, man.
He's with Christopher Lloyd right now. With Christopher Lloyd in the DeLorean in Back to the Future.
Little 227 haircut that nigga got, man. Fuck that nigga.
Is it a 227 haircut?
What'd you say? I got a 227 haircut?
Yeah.
This nigga JJ got the Keenan Ivory Wayans from A Living Color.
Remember
Son was bald and he had a little fro on top.
Oh shit!
Now I'm gonna get you a sucker.
Hell yeah! I'm gonna get you sucker cut.
Uh-huh. You don't know about that though.
That's funny.
Oh yeah, kill two with one stone.
Go ahead. You were
what the fuck is the topic?
I got your mom's. That's what I got.
Hold on. Where's Cuba? Where's Cuba? Isn't she a member of the show?
Fire her ass. Use niggas' moms.
I know this nigga ain't talking with the old Mr. T haircut, nigga.
I'm not talking to you.
I'm not talking to you either, nigga. I'm talking to E.
Oh, all right. Just make sure. I don't want to have to.
Nigga, you got damn.
I don't want to have to manhandle your moms again.
Oh, yeah.
He got the John Amos cut from damn Good Times. You got the John Amos hairline.
Yeah, this nigga got the rich boy hairline. What you talking about, nigga? At the form head, nigga.
Now I am.
And SD got the rich boy grill, the teeth.
Now also, and I also have your mom's at my.
You also stuttered.
Right now.
Yeah, do me a favor, you know. Talking about the mom. You talk about the moms a lot, but what about the rest of them words that you're stuttering on?
What about them? See, I'm stuttering.
It sounds like you're tripping on rocks.
I'm stuttering because she's whopping.
Sounds like you fell on your ass and you stuttered.
Stuttering because she's whopping.
Sounds like someone threw a golf ball at your back.
That's why I'm stuttering, because her head.
Oh, yeah. Sounds like you slipped on some ice. What happened?
Her head game got my.
Whoa. It's head game. Not her head. Silly bad
never
bitch.
Talk about stuttering because you.
Oh,
whoa.
You were doing a lot of stuttering, brother, so we're going to talk about your stuttering.
All right, go ahead. Have fun. Just like
I am having fun.
Just like I'm having fun with your mom.
I'm glad I have a loud phone.
Blowing the phone like a chat dude. Now he's a chat line.
Yeah.
Shout out. With the old chat line blowing.
Yeah.
It's
like I'm blowing
right
his mother's
now.
Nipples. It's like I blew your mother's back out last night.
What the fuck is the subject, man?
Yeah, because I just got back.
Nah, this dude.
These niggas lost me, man.
Nah, I mean, I did have a subject, but SD tries to crack. So. I'm not gonna let him try to stop me down.
This way, nigga.
The topic is Wacky Wednesdays, you know what I mean? Fucking early Thursday.
It ain't Wednesday no more.
Word up. If you was listening, Wacky Wednesday / early Thursday.
Oh.
Part two.
What about early Thursday? What about it?
Yeah,
what about it?
Yeah. What about Wacky Wednesday?
I'm talking about sex. Sex scandals. Whack ass MCs.
Come on, man.
Cracking sessions. And my favorite personal, different types of shits.
What are you talking
about? You mean like the shit with the
feminine?
Who the fuck said that shit?
That's the smart ass.
Moses and y'all, when I hang this phone up, I'm going to finish y'all niggas.
What the hell is he talking about?
Nah, these niggas are trying to stay powerful over here. God, it ain't in my ear with that shit. I'm not even going to listen right now.
Hey, I gotta get the Xbox Live, man. I love talking shit.
Yeah, these niggas talk shit all day, son.
What you need to do is get a TV and some lights, some power in your house, you broke ass nigga. Broke ass ass button ass nigga.
Oh, yeah?
Ass nigga,
right? Yo, steroid in the face ass nigga.
Nigga, you old fucking Leroy Huggins.
You Bette Midler in the face ass nigga.
Come on, why you trying to take my jokes, dog?
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about, man. I made that shit.
Well, you old Glenda the Good Witch of the East in the face ass nigga.
You old Leroy Brown in the face ass nigga.
You old.
Oh, Nora Jones in the mouth ass nigga.
Jamba Juice working in the face ass nigga.
Oh, Ike Turner, Ace Money in the face ass nigga.
You old Danny Dan in the nose ass nigga.
Yo, Danny Dan, Joy Money in the mouth ass nigga.
You old Dodge Magnum Ram in the hood ass nigga.
Oh, man. Hey.
Can I say something?
You
hey, go
old
ahead.
Mascot in the face ass nigga.
Oh, Picklehead Junior in the face ass
nigga. Can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sure.
I have to go
with a voice that cute. You can say anything you want.
Oh, I thank you. I have to go and be a good girlfriend right now, so I'm going to have to, like, get down.
We definitely going to talk about that nigga when you're
unlocked.
He got you unlocked.
Yeah, word. You tell him that he has enough 30 more minutes because, you know what I mean, you want a TV show. You tell him that.
Yeah. You tell that nigga to wait, man.
You tell him to wait.
No, I just know that he called around like 11-ish, so I was going to be, you know.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here. So you actually leaving a line clear for this nigga? So he won't be mad?
Okay, oh, yo, Ace, do you want to go?
Whoa, don't put me in this.
Oh, yeah. Well, hold on before you go.
You got to unlock.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right, anal.
You better burn your bra. What happened to the feminist movement? You better burn your bra.
Hey, yo, anal.
Matter of fact,
anal.
You know what? Listen, if she wants to get in the kitchen barefoot and pregnant, better get in the kitchen barefoot and pregnant.
What? That whole statement was in the way.
I'm just saying, you know.
Hey, different anal. Now, everyone on here likes to, you know, smash off chicks in the ass, right? Am I not mistaken?
Yeah.
Okay.
Love.
Okay.
Right.
Now, what if it comes to the point where... Oh, by the way, I hung up on SD. He's a piece of shit. But anyway, what if it comes to the point where you're chilling with your boo in the jacuzzi and you make her laugh? He's like, ah, ha, 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 and all of a sudden you see something brown float up. And she doesn't know it. Because you do realize that that's a muscle. And if it's loosened, if you just laugh or sneeze, a turd can just pop out. How does that make you feel, knowing that?
It's alright.
It's alright that she shit it.
It's alright that she can't control if a shit comes out or not.
It's okay. I mean, it happens. That's the thing. Like, it happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you fucking the ass, there's a lot of risk you take. You might have to do
it
on your dick.
Yeah,
and she might accidentally shit on you one day.
Uh huh.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, I wouldn't be mad. I'd just get out the pool.
Oh, wow. So,
it'd be different if it grazed your lip.
So you're saying that he basically fucked in the ass before she shit it?
Give me a call tomorrow.
No. What I'm saying is that pretty much, like, say on a repeated pattern, he likes having sex in her ass more than her pussy. So with that said and done, since he does it so much, it's to the point where now, you know, just like, you know, when you was a virgin and then it became used to, you know, something being inside of it. So therefore, you know, now it's open. Where's your ass? I mean, your ass is tight. And then if you constantly have a dude, you know, beating it up, then it's now open to the point where you can laugh and a piece of shit would just fly out and you not know it. Now, on a woman's term, Danny Dan, how would you feel to know that you have no control whether your shit comes out or not?
Because I get fucked in my ass so much.
Exactly. And on a male's point of view, how would you feel to know that your girl can't control her bowel movements because of you?
That's kind of funny.
First of all, I probably would have signs of me not being able to control my bowel movement.
Mm-hmm.
I said, first of all, I probably was getting signs way before I just automatically started shitting on myself all the time.
Yeah, like...
So
like,
I'm going to take it upon I'm going to blame myself for letting you continue to fuck me in my ass.
Yeah.
That shit is hilarious, though. Yeah, it's me. I'll try to get her to laugh so she can shit herself.
What about you, E?
Listen, dog. If it happens, like, I can't front. If I saw that, my stomach is, you know, it's semi-weak, and so, but, like, when I see shit on video, it's different than when I actually see it in real life.
Uh-huh.
So, if I see a piece of shit floating around in the hot tub, I'll be like, wow, I'll pick it up and I'll take a bite out of it. I'll be like, what'd you eat today? I'll tell you what
wow.
You had. You had a piece of steak? You had some rice? No. I'd be like, oh, it's fucking disgusting, you know? But I'll probably pick it up with my hand and fucking throw it at her or something like that. Or fucking write graffiti on the side of the hot tub or something like that.
Yo, speaking of shit, do you realize, one time I was at 6'4's crib and E was taking a shit. You know this nasty motherfucker wipes his ass with the toilet paper and chased me, his girl, and 6'4 around the house
with
shit all over the toilet paper.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
Oh, dog. You talking about some nasty shit? Nah.
Oh, man. You know what's funny? I know I would do something like that. I do shit like that all the time. That's fucking hilarious. Yeah. That's funny.
Hey, Danny Dan.
Hmm?
You ever had the ghost shit?
Well, obviously she's not going to marry me now, so, you know. You guys
what's
ruined
the ghost shit?
The ghost shit. You know, you shit it, there is shit on the toilet paper, but no shit in the toilet.
What?
It's when you shit, and you know you shitted because you felt it come out. You wipe your ass, and there's shit on the toilet. Toilet paper. But you look in the toilet, there's no shit. Like, it goes straight out. It's like the little pecks of shit. It goes straight out, drops in the toilet, and it's kind of like a torpedo shit. It drops. It's heavy as shit. Drops in the toilet and goes straight down without you flushing it. Y'all never had that.
Hell no.
I don't think I've had it either, though.
I've had the ghost shit before.
I've had shits where I took a shit and I went to wipe my ass and the toilet paper was clean.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, that's a Teflon-coated shit. It comes out so slick, clean, and easy that
right.
You don't even feel it. No trace of shit on the toilet paper. You have to look in the toilet to be sure you did it.
Exactly. Damn, I'm hungry.
I'm going to tell you the type of shit that I hate, the gooey shit. This has the consistency of hot tar. The wipe 12 times and you still don't come clean.
Yeah.
You end up putting toilet paper in your underpants so you don't stain them. This shit leaves...
Wipe?
This shit leaves permanent skid marks in the toilet.
Mm-hmm. You ever wiped and got the shit all over your hand?
Oh, yeah. That's the worst. You ever smell your finger?
That is the worst. No, because you feel like, you feel something. You just like, you're like, whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa. And, you know, after real syrupy shit, like after you pee out of your butt, I call it. That's what I call diarrhea, peeing out of your butt. Pee out of your butt, you know, and everything is all, like, moist and fucking nasty back there. And you fight, and it's like this. I don't know if I'm retarded or something, but I know I have a piece of some shit on my hand. I know. And then you look, and you're like this. Ah, and then you take a little sniff, and you're like, oh, fuck. And you wash your hands like fucking 12 times in a row? Fucking bastard. I do that shit. You know, that's after you pee out of your butt.
Ace Money?
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, the shit on the hand. Yeah, everybody did that.
Yeah, everybody.
That shit is horrible. Yeah, that's when you get that thin ass, because you got that thin ass toilet paper.
Exactly.
Hell yeah.
That is. You all watching your shit.
Hey, Danny.
Hmm?
Did you ever had the King Kong shit?
What's that?
This one is so big that you know it won't go down the toilet unless you break it.
Yeah, and break it with a plunger.
A wire coat hanger works well. This kind of shit usually happens at someone else's house.
You know a lot about
that.
You have a shit real late at night and you don't want to wake niggas up, so you got to hold the fart in?
No.
Oh, I hate that shit.
Oh, you ever had the whole thing, you don't even have to shit, but you got to fart and you peeing and you don't want to fart because you at somebody else's house?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't want to fuck their bathroom up. Now, what? I don't care, B. After I finish taking a shit in someone else's bathroom, I fucking clean the bathroom from top to bottom. Everything. I clean the sink. I clean the toilet.
The sink?
Everything. I clean everything. So that when they come in, it's like a brand new bathroom again. You know?
Nah,
I don't just clean
that.
The toilet.
What about the cork shit? Also known as a floater. Even after the third flush, it's still floating in the bowl. My God. How do I get rid of it? I know everyone has had this, including Danny Dan. The wet cheeks shit. That's the worst. This shit hits the water sideways and makes a big splash that gets you all wet.
Yeah.
That's annoying, man.
That is.
Or the wish shit. You sit there all cramped up for a few minutes, but no shit.
You ever had a piece of shit that was so big that it fucking hurt coming out?
Yeah, you better start drinking more water, brother.
No, I drink tons of water. I drink a lot of water, actually. A lot. All I drink is water. I don't drink soda. I really don't like orange juice. All I drink is water and hot tea. But I'm talking about like you're straining and straining and straining and straining,
mm-hmm.
and the shit is so fucking big. Like, it's just one big round log of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
that shit
no.
is like the size of my arm.
Uh-huh.
God, that shit fucking hurts coming out, too.
Well, what about the snake shit? This shit is fairly soft, about as thick as your thumb, and at least 3 feet long.
Wrapped around a thong.
I never had that one.
I ain't never had that one either.
That's that fat man shit.
He said that's a fat man shit. The Mexican food shit. Also known, also called the screamer. You know it's okay to eat again when your bum stops burning. Oh, that's the worst. You feel like you're shitting out lit matches.
Yeah, yeah. I ate jerk chicken once, right, from this lady. She had the little pepper seed on the jerk chicken.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I like to eat a lot of hot food, but this is the first time I ever had jerk chicken with the little pepper seeds on it.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, this shit is going to be hot. This shit is going to be so good.
Mm-hmm.
And that shit was good. But when that shit was coming out, boy, oof.
He said, woo.
My ass was on fire, man. I never thought that shit before. My ass was on fire.
Hey, what about you, Cooper? You ever had a, it tasted good going down and coming out? It was a fiesta?
Yeah. Hot sauce. I don't like hot sauce.
She's dead.
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
It's past my bedtime. What the fuck? When you do a 10-hour show, what the hell?
She really came in my neck.
Yo,
10-hour show, smart ass. This is actually considered 1 hour.
She's about to go postal, bitch. She's about to go postal.
You start at fucking 6 o'clock. You fucking finish at 1 in the morning. Shit, I work, nigga.
Hold on.
Yeah, I work, too.
Hold on. How long have you been on?
SD in the building. What?
You've been on since 6?
No, don't believe a fucking word she said. Hey, yo, nigga, you're unmuted.
Y'all niggas in here talking about taking shits and all that?
Word.
Oh, boy.
Hey, yo, one more last. The bear, drunk, and meat pie shit. This happens the day after the night before. Normally, your shits don't smell too bad, but this one is bad. Usually, this happens at someone else's house, and there is someone standing outside the door waiting to use the bathroom.
Oh, boy.
Like, yo, where are you getting this material from, like?
From Google, the best site on earth.
Hold on, what did you type in to find that? I'm interested to know.
I typed in different types of shits.
Oh, nice. Boy.
Nice.
The vein popper. That's the one you was talking about earlier.
Yeah,
this is the kind of shit that killed Elvis.
Yeah.
It doesn't want to come out until you're all sweaty, trembling, and purple from training so hard.
Y'all niggas be hugging the pole for like 3 hours,
dog. Yeah, I'll take this shit for a long ass time.
I ain't lying. All y'all niggas do, man. I ain't lying, man. Y'all niggas be in the bathroom for mad long. Dog.
Thank you, Ace.
I'll be like, yo, get the fuck out the bathroom, dog. What is y'all niggas doing in there?
See,
huh?
These niggas, see, Ace Money and Danny Dan swear up and down that I'm lying about taking a long-ass shit.
Now, all these niggas do that shit. He done that shit. Fucking this nigga do that shit.
Yo, dog, I've seen a bathroom do that at least 40 minutes.
That was for nothing, God. Niggas probably won't even be shitting no more, just sitting there on the boat, dog.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how the fuck can they do that?
Ever since I got a laptop, I'm in the bathroom for an hour now.
I think the niggas like the smell of their own shit or something.
Hmm.
Yeah, man, like when it smell that bad, you want to be out. I don't know how the fuck I sit there.
Well, I don't know how. What's the shortest shit you ever took, Ace?
5 minutes. 5 minutes, you heard?
I don't understand that. You might want to check your drawers, man.
You go, you shit.
Get in and get out, man. You go, you shit, and you get out. You don't sit there fucking reading the paper, fucking lighting, rolling up weed, fucking lighting a cigarette and all that. There's no need for all that, dog.
Exactly, man. These niggas in there playing dice and shit.
Fucking running the sink water and shit. What are you doing?
They're running the sink water.
Yeah, what is y'all niggas doing in the bathroom that long, dog? You know what I mean? No.
No one has to take a shit for that long, God. Nobody. This nigga will go in the bathroom with a fucking cigarette, God, and come out with no bogey, son. How do you be in there that long, God?
What do you mean? How do you smoke a cigarette in the bathroom?
I mean, yeah, I was talking about how do you be on the fucking bowl taking the shit, smoking a cigarette, and you finish that whole bogey in the fucking bathroom, God. Like,
what do you mean,
really
though?
Crazy.
I do that shit every day.
See, exactly, God. Exactly, my dude. You fucking just made my point. Niggas be in the bathroom all
what you're saying is that by the time I should be done by half of the bogey?
Son, you should be done by at least 3/4 of that bogey, dog.
Get the fuck out of here. A bogey lasts you 8 minutes. Eight to 10 minutes.
All right, that's right? Long enough to take a shit. That's long enough to take a shit, dog.
That's what I'm saying. 8 to 10 minutes a bogey lasts you. So
you still be in the bathroom after the bogey finish, dog.
For another 20 minutes at least.
For another 20 minutes. There's no reason to be in there an extra 20 minutes, huh?
I'm on the internet every day in the fucking bathroom.
On the internet, on the bathroom, in a porta potty. What are you doing?
My legs be numb. When I get up from the toilet seat, my legs be numb.
Yeah, I know
that's how long I'll be on the toilet.
You know that fucking toilet, legs giving out on you, nigga. That shit is disgusting,
yeah,
man.
I'm sorry, I gotta get comfortable, man. The one negative for that is that, you know, you get the dry crust.
Yeah, like, come on, son. You got, oh, Lord, I don't even know.
Because you're on there too long, that's why.
So you got to wipe, you got to wet the toilet paper to get the dry crust off, and then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, you got to wipe. As soon as you're done, taking the shit, you wipe. And then,
look, he wipes and just sits there again. Like,
oh, no, I don't do that.
You wipe, and then you continue to sit down.
Look.
Before you get up, you wipe again.
You would swear this nigga was a female how long he taking the bathroom.
No, I'd be in the bathroom for a long time.
Doing nothing, dog. And then he'd probably be in a bowl playing with his shit. What are you doing?
I read on the toilet. I do everything. Read, go on the internet, do my homework on the toilet, everything.
Shoot dice on this motherfucking toilet and all that.
Shoot dice.
I've been talking on a TV show.
Niggas
on
in
the toilet. Last night when I got home, I went home, smoked my bogey, I was on the toilet, and I was still talking on the TV show.
Loser.
I was talking shit. You hear it?
Playing Steve off.
I was talking shit.
Yeah,
nigga said he was talking shit, get it.
Oh boy. I know what I do get though. I'm gonna leave her out of this right now though. I'm gonna leave her out right now.
Hey, has anyone watched American Idol lately?
Nah, fuck that bullshit.
I want to watch that shit too. This is the funniest time to watch it.
Yeah.
Some chick was telling me that shit was tight funny today or whenever that shit came on.
So, whenever they have the trials, that shit is hilarious.
I don't watch that shit because son is a hater, dog. That nigga hates on everything that moves, dog. Niggas like
that. Yeah, exactly. That's the funniest part.
The niggas like that, you gotta see the characters
that come up on the show at this time. Like, they show only hilarious people.
Yeah, they be the stupid motherfuckers that be on that shit. That shit is wing. Fuck that.
Shit, wing.
That shit is wing, man.
Hey,
that's
deep. Like I asked everyone else earlier, do you involve yourself into anal sex?
Nah, negative.
Oh, okay. So you're like me. Alright.
Hold on, you don't do...
Hold on, what do you mean involved? Like, have I ever done it to a chick or some shit like that?
Yeah.
I mean, I did it to a chick one time, but, you know, it wasn't nothing I really want
to... Do again?
Yeah, it's nothing I would want to do again. Like, I wouldn't prefer fucking a chick in her booty than her pussy, like...
Now, did you have a bad experience?
I mean, thank God I didn't have that experience. Like, you know what I'm saying? My niggas done told me about them niggas' experiences doing that shit or whatever. And it wasn't a good look for them, but, the one time I did it, I couldn't, you know, I wasn't mad.
Oh, wow.
I put my whole head in the girl's butt if I can.
Yeah, like, come on, son. Y'all niggas, y'all niggas gone? You gone? I don't know.
I don't know what's wrong with you, guys. Like, you do a lot of off the wall shit when it comes to that. You know what I mean?
I put my whole body in the girl's butt if I can.
Yo, no.
And stick my point in a lot of ways.
You're doing a lot more than that, but you know.
Listen, there's nothing wrong with going in the butt.
Well, I said, oh, you and Ace, you know, I guess y'all agree on that one.
I'm the ass champion.
Oh, yeah. Niggas is ass masters.
Yeah. Like, literally.
Literally ass.
Literally, like, I like ass, but literally, they're talking about inside ass.
Yeah, the niggas we have in tongue and ass and all that. No guts.
Oh, would you let a girl pee on you?
Nah, see what I'm saying? This, I heard a nigga, like, bitches peeing on them, and this ain't no big skit, nigga. What you doing?
I've had that done before, actually. In the
look,
shower.
Disgusting. This is in the shower. This is not a Biggie interlude, dog.
In the shower, I've had it done. In the shower.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you serious,
yeah.
Nigga.
Yeah, I'm serious. Why wouldn't I be serious?
What kind of enjoyment do you get about a chick pissing on you?
No enjoyment.
Oh, no, he likes it.
Listen, the girl was peeing, right? She's like, I got to pee. And I just fucking stuck my hand down there in the pee stream.
That's disgusting, dude.
That's it. And then I fucking wiped it all over the back of her neck. And she got naked. There's nothing wrong with that, though. You're just having fun. Pee fun.
Pee fun, wow.
Hey, so would you pee on a chick?
Oh, me? I've done it tons of times.
Now, what do you get out of that?
Nothing. You're peeing. You're not peeing in the toilet. You're peeing on somebody. That's what it means again. Like this. Wow, I'm not peeing in the toilet. I'm actually peeing on someone. But it's not, it's in the shower. It's not, you know, come on.
I don't care where it's at, dog. It doesn't matter where it's at, bro. No one's pissing on me, dog. Like, come on,
okay.
Come on, son.
What about electrocution?
Ain't none of that. Boy. Ain't none of that other wild, retarded shit going down, dude.
Hey, man.
Just straight
missionary.
No wrong
with that, man.
Son, it's just straight manhood and vagina. Hold on, manhood and vagina thrust repeatedly, man.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing else going down, God, unless she's lopping off, then she can suck some. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, ain't nothing else going down, God. She ain't putting nothing in me. She's not liquidating on me.
Liquidating.
Ain't none of that crazy off the wall four-sex shit going, four-play shit going down. I tell you that right now, dog. And if the chick thinks that, I'll be glad to send her over your way, dog, because you can handle that.
Yeah, I'll fucking donkey punch your ass right in the back of the head.
Yo, any women listening, hit us up on 347-215-8388. We're looking for a woman that wants to be peed on.
Oh, maybe you could pee on one of these dudes.
Hold on, yo.
Right here.
Is there a 24-hour drugstore around?
24-hour drugstore?
Yeah.
Only the projects.
No, I'm talking about, like, I'm on Forest and Jewett.
Oh, nah, I don't think so, brother.
Damn, dude, what the fuck, man?
That's what I know.
Yeah, definitely call up and ask for L.E. or Ace Money. They both like to be, well, they like to pee on people. Now, would you do a two girls, one cup on somebody?
Oh, no.
Yeah, man.
You know what's crazy? I probably would, dog.
Oh, my God.
Just to say that I've done it, though.
Come on, son. That sounds like you want to be in the...
That's what a story to tell. Like, yo, listen.
Sounds like you want to be in the in crowd, dog. That's not the way to get in the end.
I shitted right in this girl's fucking stomach, B.
Come on. What you want niggas to look at you like, oh, man, this nigga's retarded and nasty. Like, that's what you want niggas to look at.
I shitted in the girl's stomach, and then I had to squeeze it, and it went between her fingers and under her fingernails.
What do you think dudes is going to be commending you because you did that, girl? Like, that's going to
be like, yo, son.
You're a loser.
That's crazy, son.
They don't like, son, you're disgusting, dog.
I'm like, stop hating.
Alright,
so
I went, alright, dog. I'll let y'all niggas handle that, getting peed on.
getting peed on.
That's what you like?
That's what
I knew.
Love.
I always knew you were a peon.
Hey.
Stop breaking up, dog.
It's falling. I've been talking later.
It's the peon. The peon is...
Yeah.
Yo, there's a 24-hour drugstore on across from KFC.
Oh, there is?
Yeah, Dwayne Reed.
Hey,
on the way back, give me 2 chicken wings and a biscuit, nigga.
Hey, Cuba.
Chicken wings and a biscuit.
Yeah.
And a bogey and a Heineken. And
do
a
some women...
And a bogey and a Heineken.
Do some women get turned on by breastfeeding?
Oh, Lord.
No.
I mean, it's in the sense of area. I mean, I know they're chewing the fuck out of your nipple, but some
yeah,
women like shit like that.
That's not a child molestation, no?
Yeah.
You know some chicks be liking that shit like,
ugh. It actually hurts.
It actually hurts. Actually, some women like pain.
Yeah.
Like, my cousin over here, he met this girl that he was having sex with that wanted... You know those little Louisville sluggers, those little mini bats?
Yeah, he's the type of nigga let a chick fucking tie him up and beat him with a spike bat or some shit.
Oh, yeah.
That nigga, look, that nigga ate crazy.
Yeah.
Put a spike dog collar on that man's neck.
Oh, no, but SD, you got to understand, this brother over here is the same brother that I called his house one day. I heard a bunch of screaming. I said, dog, what the hell is that? He said, oh, it's this chick butt-ass naked getting electrocuted.
Oh, God. You're really doing that? Yeah, you're really doing that, God? You're really electrocuting these
yeah,
guys?
But hey, man, because it's like that average shit get born after a while, man.
I hear you, son. I hear you.
That's crazy,
like, you get tired of the regular porn, man.
That'll be some shit. I'll be like, yo, you're a crazy ass nigga. Not with this nigga E talking about letting bitches piss on him and all.
Nah, he's down with that shit too.
You gotta see what actually. Yeah, man, yeah. But you gotta see how far these bitches is going nowadays, though. Like, these bitches are going real wild. Like, they choking, they hanging off of shit and wrapping these folks around these bitches' neck, kicking a chair from under them.
Piss on the bitch. That's
kicking a chair from.
That's funny, though, God.
Yeah, like, they get off on that weird shit, man.
I've seen some shit like that on the internet.
In ribs nowadays.
I've seen some shit like that on the internet, God. Fucking bitch letting this nigga pee in their mouth, God.
Yeah, yeah. And they fucking horses.
Like,
they fucking pit bulls.
Yeah, like,
German shepherds.
German shepherds. Like,
I'm like, yo, what
getting
the...
it down, man.
Oh, bitches is letting this nigga piss in their mouth. I'm like, wow.
See, I want to read some articles, but I'm afraid I'm going to stutter. And I got too many niggas on here to laugh at me, so I'm good.
I mean, niggas laugh at you anyway. Niggas laugh at you anyway.
They laugh with me. They laugh at you.
Come on, man. I might bring your mom's up right now.
Yeah. Look,
she's sleeping. She's sleeping right now. I had to tuck her in real quick.
Yo, what's your mom still working on the ice cream truck for, man? It's cold as hell outside. Whoa.
You sound like Porky Pig, nigga.
Oh, yeah. Your mom's like Porky Pig, but I'm trying to help her lose the weight.
Your mom's looks like Porky Pig. Shut up and lay down and get pissed on by some
whoa.
Let these hoes piss on you. Let's go.
Take them Carcanai war boots off, nigga.
Let's talk about you and your Mexican salsa, honey.
Oh, well, you leave my Mexican out of this. I don't mess with her no more, man.
Oh, you don't fuck with her no more?
Nah, man. I'm tired of her coming over to my house and cleaning my clothes. I throw my shit on the floor for a reason.
Had to give up that painting?
Yeah.
Man, I beg you.
Hey, yo, make sure y'all tune in tomorrow. Come on, get money. They about to cut me off. 6 to 7.
Love Talk Radio.
See how they do me, though?
They got you immediately.
Immediately, yo. They do
Damn,
me dirty.
I never heard that.
Yeah.
shit out of you, nigga.
Word, dog. Yeah, I'm going to tell
you
why.
I'm
going to tell you why. Because I'll be OD'ing. I'll be going over my time. Like, it's still recording now, but they try to shut me down like that. Like, okay,
no,
fuck it. Let's put this here so he thinks that it's not recording no more. But I do it through iTunes, so my shit is still recording. So now what they do is the slick way. I'll be playing music afterwards. But what they do now is around 120, 130, when they see that shit didn't stop me, they'll send an error to my switchboard. When I refresh it, then it'll kick everyone off, including me. So
it's
fucked up.
Why can't you do no more overtime? I gotta go.
All right. You're right. All right,
beautiful.
Bye-bye.
Yo, Ace, you calling back?
That nigga hung up already.
All right, you guys. Bye-bye. All
right.
Love you.
Bye.
You out here loving E. He says anything,
girl.
Yeah. He says anything. He loves everything that moves.
Symptom causes the treatment of vaginal dryness.
Is Cuba in the background?
Yeah, she's back there.
Cuba, you awake?
Yo, where the bogeys at, man?
Yo.
Cuba,
hey, Cuba, you listening?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Cuba.
She's asleep. I'll leave her alone.
She ain't asleep. She was just laughing.
She was just laughing.
Oh.
No, listening.
She's a nigga.
Yeah, she is a straight-up nigga.
She's a Spanish nigga. That's what she is.
Yo, Scott, hold on. Listen, hey.
If your body isn't producing enough natural vaginal lubrication, you may experience vaginal dryness. Vaginal dryness can feel different for different women, but generally feels like itching and irritation. It can make sex painful or impossible. It can even make other activities difficult.
How do you be dry? Like, come on.
Many women experience vaginal dryness and even live with the irritation and or pain for many years without speaking to a doctor. Because of vaginal dryness may be a sign of some underlying health concern. It's a good idea to talk to your doctor or health care.
That shit sound like it fucking hurt. That shit sound like it hurt. That shit sound like it hurt if it's dry or something.
Yeah. That's why I mess with Spanish women.
What the fuck did
they
I
They stay wet.
Straight up. They stay waterfall wet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, look at Cuba laughing over there. She know.
Yeah, because she knows. She probably wet right now. She probably wet right now.
Wet stains in her boxes.
Because I'm on the phone. That's why she's wet.
Yo, listen here. Listen here, E. You need to drive down the terrace and bring me a pack of bogeys, man. It's my birthday. And you missed my birthday. Word.
Yeah, word. How do you not know about the birthday and we know about the birthday? And he didn't even tell us about the birthday.
See what I'm saying, E?
I'm working all the time.
I wouldn't have had that. I'm working all the time, too.
See what I'm saying?
No, you don't work like I work, buddy.
Nigga, you don't work 24-7, nigga.
I'm surprised he ain't working right now.
He is.
I just came from work.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, yo, listen to this, y'all.
Oh, I know. I need some toothpaste. That's what I need for my stinking ass.
You need a new set of teeth, nigga.
I do. $5 pack, man.
I need your mom's dental plan. That's what I need.
Yeah, I need that. I need that
to
card.
Your mom. You need to buy your mom's Medicaid card.
Yeah, let me get that card.
Niggas don't know about that shit.
Karma Sutra.
What's on that, Styles P?
What are the best condoms out there?
I was told the 4-pack or something like that. The 4 something.
Straight up. What are you talking about, like lifestyle and Trojan and all that?
Trojan, nigga.
I actually like Durex. So.
You like what?
Yeah, I like the Durex too. So the Durex is kind of chopping. The tuxedo.
Oh, yeah, a little bit then, huh?
The tuxedo black shit.
I know how to work my shit though. Ask Kuba.
She probably sleep like.
Spreading
she
out.
That's what she probably did.
Because I put her to sleep. That's why.
No, she fell asleep on you. How about that?
Never that.
Come on, man. I'm still waiting for that pack, man. What's popping, B?
What pack? What are you talking about, guy?
that pack, man. Stop by 251, get that $5 pack, man. Stop playing.
Okay.
Okay.
You can tell what I do with this guy at work. He tells me, he's like, yo, why didn't you do this to me? I'm like, okay. And then I fucking leave and go do something else.
Yeah, except the way he said okay, I know he's bullshit.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I tell the guy at work. Okay, yeah, what do you want? Okay, I'll get two. I'll get two of them. All right, no problem. Fucking tape off.
Man. I needed some. I'm trying to cut with the fuck out.
What the fuck is the truth?
We the best. You already know.
I represent the hood. I represent the ghetto.
Gator.
I represent the people.
Technical difficulty.
I represent you.
Listen
up. All the money in the world couldn't change me. No diamond rings or them fancy cars. Cause my niggas in the hood wouldn't let me. All of it because
I'm from the ghetto.
All over the world and every hood they know.
I'm from the ghetto and that's for sure. I'm from the ghetto.
I'm from the project. All over the world and every hood they know.
They know. Ain't no help there, just food stamps, WIC checks, and welfare.
Uh-huh.
Every man going for self there. Still might need to borrow your Medicaid card for healthcare. Yeah, never got knocked and you made it. Everybody know each other, if not, they related. You could get shot or get bladed. Dudes that got jobs now that had blocks in the 80s.
Uh-huh.
6 months, 5 years, the usually cop out.
Yep.
Ninth, tenth grade is usually when niggas drop out.
Yep.
Fights break out when you wide and start joking. Lot of OGs retired and start smoking. House party games and spades. Sweet Kool-Aid, loud music all night to the boys in Blu-ray. So therefore, I can never be too paid. I know where I'm going and where I'm from and get you laid.
All the money in the world couldn't change me. No diamond rings or them fancy cars. Cause my niggas in the hood wouldn't let me. All of it
That was Jada Kiss in the ghetto.
Yo, is that a whole song? Is that the song?
No, that's a whole song. That's just Jada Kiss's, like, that's just Jada Kiss download. Like, I guess when you go to Jada Kiss and download that song, it just gives you his part.
Alright. Hey, yo, E.
What up?
Oh, Cuban Gooding in the mouth ass nigga.
You ain't talking, you old Tom Joyner and the mouth ass nigga.
Oh, Tom Green and the beard ass nigga. Isaac Hayes and the chin ass nigga. Oh, Woody Allen and the stomach ass nigga.
I need money from how high in the space ass.
Oh, money, power, respect, locks in the face, ass.
I'm about to get on this Styles P after the diet in the face, sir.
Yeah. About to get on this old Thego Gardone, fucking RuPaul, Daddy Yankee, Don Omar, and a face ass chick.
Sazon Sufrito and a face ass chick.
Sazon!
Goya Adobo in the face ass chick. Like, fuck it, I did.
Hey, Kuba.
Told you.
She half dead, yeah, I swear.
Dead, B.
Half big like the guy on the couch.
Oh, man.
I ain't got nowhere to go tomorrow. Beautiful thing. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Yeah, it's amazing how I can name many of women in this world that are MCs or just famous, period, that had to give out some coochie in order to become famous. Lil' Kim's one of them.
They all gave it to me, that's all.
Oh, yeah? Alicia Keys. I'm not Alicia Keys. Probably her, too.
I hit that in 98, son.
A word?
That's old school business.
By Ashanti.
Ashanti, I hit her in 2000, man.
Yeah, well,
It was a
Irv Gotti.
It was a good year, man. I packed it to Irv when I was finished. I told him. I told him I discovered a great.
Uh huh.
And you know, he had the money to make it work. So you know,
yeah.
I mean, he did what he did with her. Now he passed off to Nelly.
Yeah, the Medicaid card.
He passed it off like a Medicaid card to Nelly.
You heard about that beef with Chingy?
Ooh.
Huh?
Who's beefing with Chingy? Like, Chingy's mad whack.
Yeah. Charlamagne.
I don't even know who that is. Wow. Whack. Chingy's mad whack.
Son is kind of whack, yo.
Yeah, he is, girl.
Oh, he is whack.
One hit wonder. And I don't even like that track all that much.
Son is actually very whack.
What song did he even come up with?
That right there crap.
Oh, wow.
That's it. That's the only song I remember that. And that, what you call it? And that shit with Tyrese, that one call away. Other than those two tracks, I really don't remember Chingy doing anything, right? Like, come on, man. I don't even want to talk about this bum.
Bum ass nigga.
I want to talk about this nigga getting me my pack of bogeys, man. that's what I want to talk about, man. What's taking you so long, man? Where the fuck you at? man, 251 is that far right now. I don't know why, but it is.
Where you at? The miles?
I'm at my house now.
What's my brother sleeping? That piece of shit.
Yeah, he fell asleep.
That guy fall asleep in damn hell.
Yeah, he fall asleep anywhere. Anywhere.
Anywhere.
Anywhere.
Okay, get comfortable and find the G-spot area. To women, lie on your back, squat, or lie on your stomach. Place your palm face down on your vulva, and slowly insert a finger inside your vagina. This, use lube if you're feeling a little dry. Crooking it forward in a cum hit her motion.
Cum in her motion?
Or it's a cum hitter. Cum hitter motion. When you are up to about the second knuckle, you should feel a slightly bumpy or rigid area on the upper wall of the vagina.
Bumpy?
The G-spot.
Bumpy?
Yeah, bumpy.
The hive?
Is your palm face down on you? What the fuck is a vulva?
That's the part of the vagina.
Alright. Yes, sir. Finger in the vagina. Looking for it.
What are you driving around like you Reno 911? Sure. Nigga, stay taking the drive in the midnight hour.
Nah, dog. I'm just trying to fucking, I'm actually picking up some shit from Dwayne Reed. I'm picking up some tooth shit. I gotta get my teeth clean, man. My teeth are looking fucking terrible.
Mm-hmm.
The G-spot responds to pressure. So press down and pull forward using that cum hitter.
Yeah, put the hook in your finger, put it in a pussy, man.
Yeah.
Hold on, dog. Shouldn't Cuba be on the line for this one here?
Yeah, well, I'm fucking at it. Cuba!
Alright.
Cuba.
My phone bill's gonna be.
I got some rice and beans for you.
My phone bill's gonna be a motherfucker. Quack. Yes.
Shorty wanna rock, rock.
Shut up.
Tomorrow will be get money.
Any hate lately? Where's the haters committee?
Huh?
Where's the haters committee?
The haters there?
Man, where's the hater committee? It's a problem. I haven't heard from them in a while.
Oh, wow. It's funny because one of the haters actually called me today.
Oh, really?
Questioning if we still had a show. I said, yeah. He said, oh, you just moved a different time? I said, yeah.
Calmly, our bitches ain't needed, man.
Word. I said, what happened to your show? He goes, oh, we got better things to do.
Yeah, now it's better things. You ain't, your shit wasn't popping, man. Just like you.
Who said, hey, said they have better things to do?
Who else?
The sloppy patient?
Yeah, your girl Lala.
La Lizzle. But she got better things to do. She got more. Let me not even go there anyway.
Like, what is she eating, pasta?
Nah, she's probably.
It's funny because that's exactly what she was eating, which means, which leads me to believe that you actually spoke to her today.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I actually didn't speak to her today.
He's still smitten over this chick.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not even feeling it. I'm smitten over her, huh?
That's the one who really like each other, right? I don't like this chick. I think she likes me because she's always got something to say about me. Even
she definitely does.
Even if I'm not around.
But I'm smitten over her. I'm smitten.
He said, I couldn't be, I'm smitten. I can't just like her, I'm smitten.
That was a good one.
Yeah, I know.
That was a good one.
Here and there, I try. I don't know, man. You need to, niggas good told you, but, you know, leave her the fuck alone, B.
No, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to fucking slap with my penis a couple of times.
Yeah,
good penis
flapping. Well, from what I hear, she's in Harlem now.
Oh, where is she? In Harlem? I'm sure.
Yep.
She's in Harlem. What's she doing in Harlem?
What's she doing in Harlem?
Does she live at?
Somewhat. Something like that.
Unless she's trying to do it to live with?
Hey.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But I don't know.
Yeah, this nigga is definitely a slouch because he'd be letting her drive the car.
I mean, does she really, she live in Harlem, or she lives a couple of blocks away from Harlem? Like,
I mean, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. All right, no doubt. Anyway, moving along.
What's
wondering why I'm starving. Wondering why I don't have green and white in my hand yet.
Oh, shit.
It's funny. It gets even funnier.
60. I've been in this motherfucker for so long. Cycle movers. What the fuck is this?
Oh, son, it's taking that long. I'll hurry up.
Because I got to fucking get my teeth back to a fucking good point. I don't want my teeth
to look What you buying a spare pair? What the fuck are you doing?
I don't want my teeth to look like dog teeth anymore.
Looking like Tyrone Biggum's lip.
Yo, did you see I Am Legend? It's a pretty good movie.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
I ain't see it.
That was an excellent movie.
Somebody told me it was overrated, though.
No, it was all right. It was good.
It was kind of overrated.
No, that's overrated, son.
Look at this guy. He don't know whether to fucking agree, not agree.
No, I'm going to tell you why. Because I liked it, but when the creature...
Chill.
Are you actually going to watch it?
I ain't seen it yet.
Are you actually going to watch it? That's my point.
I mean, yeah. I'm not going to get the bootleg. I ain't going to fucking pay for it.
Nah.
I put it on the internet, though.
I'll go to my son, Nifty. He'll give me that shit for free.
Yeah, the internet. I actually went to my boy's crib today and...
Stop lying, nigga.
A lot of you not. I will give you the site on there, but they'll probably find a way to shut it down. So never mind. I'll give it to you off air.
No, what's your site? What's your site? Tell me. I'll tell you one if you tell me one.
It's movie something. I ain't telling you the rest. Don't tell me the site, because you know people have a way of, like, for instance, with Sprint. You know what I mean? M-Buzzy used to be the shit. Too many people found out about it. They tried. They shut that down. Then 3G for free was the shit.
people found out about that, they don't update it anymore.
The one I sent you, they updated all the time.
Yeah, that joint is tight, too.
Yeah.
I meant to thank you for that.
Hold on, send it to me. Send it to me, man.
You know about that, son.
What is
it? In fact, I'm going to text you right now. I'm going to text it to you right now.
Yeah, you text me the same thing, JJ. All
right.
Text me, so I can text you the movie site. I'll text you my movie site, and you text me the ringtone. I only have one ringtone on my phone anyway. I don't know why I even need it. So.
Giving out my exclusive like this, man, but you know.
And I'll give you, you give me one, I'll give you one. I got a ringtone type, too.
Oh, do you? Since I heard your ringtone. Your ringtone is trashy.
No, does it start with an M?
Does it start with a what?
M.
Nah, it doesn't start with an M.
Oh.
Does it begin with a G?
Well, my site?
Nah, E site.
No, it's an M. It has an MY in it.
M buggy?
No.
Alright. It better not be my Sprint account, nigga.
No, it's not my Sprint account. It's actually a pretty good site.
Well, the one I'm giving you is the best site, man.
Let's see.
And I already told you about this shit, too.
I don't, you know I don't pay attention to that shit, man. I'm fucking... I only have one ringtone on my phone as it is, you know?
Hmm.
I'm like so far. I don't know if I'm. I don't know. It's kind of hard keeping up with shit nowadays.
Yeah.
I'll send it to you.
Alright.
That's the site, man. Ringers, videos.
What do you mean, videos?
Videos, man.
Videos,
man.
For the phone?
Videos on your phone, man.
Yeah, maybe I need that shit, too.
Your phone got enough memory, enough data and all that. You could download the video off of there.
I don't, and you know what's crazy? I don't even use my phone to half its potential.
Yeah, I don't know why not.
Fucking jerk, that's right.
Rock Boys.
Chopping Rock Boy.
Rock Boys in the building tonight. Oh, well,
brand new Jay-Z, I know.
It's not brand new, nigga.
That shit ain't brand new?
No, it's not brand new.
Well, good, thanks for telling me that, because I ain't gonna play it now.
That shit been out since December.
You gonna play that, son?
Don't
play nothing Jay-Z related, man.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't saying your whole is garbage. But, you know, I'm not a fan.
Yeah, I feel you.
I've never been a whole fan, actually.
Never?
Never been a Jay-Z fan. I'm not saying that his music is garbage. I was just never a fan.
Everyone's entitled to their opinion.
He's one of the illest, don't get me wrong. He's not a fan.
Not a fan.
What? I was almost like that for me with Big at one point. I wasn't a big fan, guys.
Crazy. Now he's.
I wasn't. I wasn't a big fan at first. I wasn't a big fan, son. That's not saying that Big was garbage, but I wasn't a big fan at first. And then I started listening and all that, and I was like, all right, Big got it. I was more of a pop fan. My bad.
I hate you on that. A lot of people are out there.
Yeah, this is a new track by Lya.
Come on, son, you're playing garbage already. I don't even know who the artist is.
Fooled. You gotta play unsigned artist too, man.
Play some gangster shit, man. Fucking hear that bullshit ass Boston Tea Party music. What the fuck is you playing?
Because he's gay, that's why.
Yeah, he's definitely mad hyphy.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, you mad hyphy, nigga, relax. Go get a cup of Kool-Aid and a grape soda and a hot dog or something.
And a hot dog?
Alright. and a cigarette, a Newport at that, that I'm waiting for.
Yeah, green and white box, huh?
Green and white box, man. Where my green and white box at, man?
Yo, why does a brush cost $7.99? Can anybody
That's
tell me
crazy.
That?
That's crazy. I don't even know, son. What kind of brush is it?
It's a Conair brush.
Oh, that's why.
The lowest price for a brush is...
Should be like $4.
Yeah, right.
Over there, it should be like
$4. $6.59.
Oh, wow. That's how much brushes cost nowadays?
Yep, crazy.
Wonder how much a pick costs over there.
I'll tell you right now.
Pick is probably like
I found one for
$4.19. What, a pick?
No, a brush.
Oh, I told you $4.
That shit is crazy.
Yeah, it is, right?
But he doesn't have to worry about it, so.
Brush should be like two or some change. I'm dead ass. A brush should be like two or some change. Charging niggas $8 for a brush. And then it'd be some hard ass bristle brush.
Yeah. JJ don't have to worry about that because it's fucking.
Yeah, you know, he got the Dr. Robotnik.
He was the Samuel L. Jackson Shaft.
Yeah. They got the shiggity Shaft. Slash Freeway. What is it with silly niggas in the freeway, guys?
That's a good question.
Niggas be having the freeway.
I don't understand
Shout to Philly and all that. Niggas in Philly get it popping and all that.
That's pure laziness. That's what that is.
Good with the freeway. Have you seen freeway shit lately, guys? I mean, I ain't gonna say his real name. I ain't gonna disrespect him like that. Y'all know Freeway's real name?
Lacey, Lost L something, isn't it? L Pritchard, Lonnie, Londell, some bullshit.
Hell no.
What is it?
Leslie, nigga.
Yeah, Leslie Pritchard, that's what it is.
My son Les. I first heard that, I was like, what, Leslie? Because I sworn he had some other type name. I thought his name was Mustafa Akbar or something.
Nah, Leslie.
Leslie.
Trying to play one last song before we go.
Why you always saying one last song, man?
Because he's a fag.
Maybe that's what it is.
What?
Maybe that's what it is.
That's what it is.
He's a cock gobbler, that's why.
Mm-hmm.
He's a meat muncher.
Meat muncher.
Yeah, nigga, yo, elbow ruster.
You old Anna Nicole Smith in the face ass nigga.
Yo, legs at a 90-degree angle in the leg, you guys, nigga.
Matt Griffin in the face ass nigga.
Meg Ryan in the face ass nigga.
This Tom Hanks in the face ass nigga.
Oh, Timothy McGravy in the face ass nigga.
This Governor McGreevy in the face ass nigga.
Oh, Shawshank in the face ass nigga.
Governor Spitzer in the face ass nigga.
President Bush in the face ass nigga.
Barack Obama in the face ass nigga.
Osama bin Laden in the chin ass nigga.
Just Saddam Hussein in the nose ass nigga.
This fucking
Whoopi Goldberg
Bush's brother in the face ass nigga. Father George Bush in the mouth ass nigga.
Forrest Whitaker in the neck ass nigga.
Fidel Castro in the legs ass nigga.
I'm about to get on this Chef Boyardee mascot in the face ass nigga.
Yo, Tim McDuckin in the mouth ass nigga.
I could go in this Breakfast Club in the face ass nigga.
I cannot find this fucking joint. I'm tired of shit.
Steve Griffin in the head ass nigga.
Hmm.
It's Hey Arnold in the head ass nigga.
Yo, know, butt in the gut in the face ass nigga.
Face in the butt ass nigga.
A foot in the butt.
Yo, mouth in the butt ass nigga.
Look at him dozing off, nigga.
Gregory Hines in the face ass nigga. On sale. I don't have a car either.
Gregory Hines. wait in the exhale in the face.
Hmm.
Richard T. Jones in the face.
You don't have a card? You can swipe. I really don't need a card.
K. Dick. Mouth ass, man. Take your bitch ass. Hurry up and play that track, man.
What was on top?
No?
The 2+ is supposed to be on sale?
Dickhead ain't playing the track, man. What the hell?
It's probably in the wrong place, right? Yeah.
All right, folks, make sure y'all tune in tomorrow. 6 to 7 is going to be Get Money Thursdays.
Who's right here?
With your boy JJ as well as Kuba. Oh, I'm trying to play a song, but shit ain't fucking working, so. I think we have to just sign off regular. Let me try again.
Your bitch ass is. Hurry up with those green. Hurry up with that green and white.
I'm gonna get that one right there. Yeah, let me get that one.
That's me and all my bogey, man.
I know this wasn't on sale. This was right here. This Oh, I thought it was on sale.
Is that like this?
Yeah. Oh, is it $4.99?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, all right. That's not bad. That's not bad either.
This one right here.
That's the same thing, no?
All right, for sure ain't working.
That's this too.
Yeah, thank you for showing up, SD. We got Kuba in the background snoring.
All
right. We got L.E. Make sure that's 26 to 7 tomorrow. You might hear from these men. You might not.
This is right here.
All that matters is they showed up today. That's all that matters.
I'll pay a buck more for
keep it locked.
Hurry up, man. Hurry up, E. You're taking that long.
I'm listening, partner.
That nigga straight sunned you.
I ain't sunning nobody. Stop trying to throw batteries, man.
Throw batteries?
Yeah, nigga. Ain't nobody sunning nobody, man. This ain't a sundown thing, man. I'll sun you out. How about that?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, nigga.
That's funny.
I'll sun you out.
She's a very freaky girl.
Come on, don't play that bullshit ass Gucci man.
Yeah.
Play it. I need me a new part. Send it up right now.
That's him? He pulled up?
Hell no, that nigga ain't coming. Hey, I hung up the phone and everything.
Mayo, hey.
Yo, I'm here.
Oh, I thought that nigga hung up and all that. I ain't starting that nigga. That nigga ain't coming.
What today's date? The
16th. 17th. 16th. One of the two. Yeah, 17th. Damn, son. This shit is whack. Where that track at, man? Hurry up. The fuck are you doing?
Yeah, I think they shutting the nigga down.
Let it happen. Obviously, Dave's niggas was going here for like 80 hours, man.
Yeah.
And niggas couldn't say nothing about it, man. What happened to those days?
Times change.
Shitting on this man.
Shit, I'm bugging.
You are bugging, man. Really are bugging. Taking. Ain't no house here. Come on, man. Everyone play the damn song. Still in Dwayne Reed.
Oh, man. It's pissing me off.
You take as long as when Dwayne Reed is you doing the show. I mean, you doing it and taking the shit.
Thank you.
Come on. They're shitting on you. You can't get the music to pop.
Yeah. Fuck it, man. We signing off. We signing off regular. Can't fucking play no music.
This guy's a piece of shit. Him and his whole show and his cast and everybody's a piece of shit.
Hold on. Watch your trap. Shut your trap.
Word, nigga.
First things first, shut your trap up. Second thing second, hurry up and get your bitch ass over here and give me my
boo. I'm disgusted by this guy's show. You should fucking quit while you're ahead, all right?
Why are you disgusted?
Guy's show is a fucking sham.
Why are you Why are you disgusted? Why are you disgusted?
I think it's my computer.
I'm just I didn't get a chance to make love to Cuba tonight, man. That's why I'm disgusted.
Come on, son, listen to yourself. You want to make midnight love on the phone.
Word.
No one.
Phone sex is for lames.
Phone sex is for the weak at heart, man.
Phone sex is for the weak at heart?
Word.
Weak at heart, man.
Oh, boy. Where did you guys come up with this theory?
I mean, it's no you guys. It's me, son. Phone sex is for the weak at heart, man. Phone sex is for the niggas that wish they can get buns, man.
Oh, I wish I could get buns.
I mean, you want to put yourself in that category. You know what I'm saying? Phone sex is for the niggas with imaginative minds wishing they could do that to a bitch, man.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to keep going about phone sex. Phone sex is for suckers and lames, man.
Okay.
For douchebags.
And douchebags, man.
What you wearing, man? What you wearing, man? Ah, I'm touching myself. Ah. come on, that shit is mad wing. Like, yo, get over here. How about you get over here, man? You start touching me with your mouth.
Shit, what if she's in Orange County?
I mean, if she's in Orange County, then... You know, there's nothing I can do about that. I'm not going to get some phone sex.
What if she's in Orange County and I just need to use her voice?
I mean, what if you just need to use her mouth? Like, go out there and use her mouth. Like,
That's true. Maybe I should.
I don't know. Other than that, you could be, you know, breezing past Richmond Terrace, keeping it pushing.
Yeah. Oh, he's a thermal, huh?
This nigga and Dwayne Reed food shop.
Yeah, it's done.
Done.
And they ain't letting the nigga play no music.
Done more than your mom.
Done piping your mom's out.
Done more than your mom. I got that shit from some cartoon I seen. That shit was mad funny.
Put some water on your mother's back. Hey, yo, man.
Yeah, get your tax out of here.
Hey. I'll see you tomorrow if y'all call up.
I'm good.
Peace.
Yo, I have the show at this time every night.
Yeah, I might just do that. I don't know. I might do an hour 6 to 7 and then an hour.
Okay.
11 to 12.
That
way you guys can be on there.
That sounds
very good. Yeah. We'll see. I'll call you tomorrow.
Come pick your moms up from my house, man. Come on,
dude. All right, no. After I drop your moms off.
Yeah, please. Thank you.
I'm taking her to the bus station.
Damn.
She got to PT it, slut.
PT it, huh?
Word.
PT it, nigga. Get on the PT, nigga. Get on that
Word.
Iron. Get on that iron horse, man.
The iron horse.
Well,
that niggas be easy, man.
All
right.
Dwayne Reed, boy.
Hey, listen. Got to do it, man. I'm telling you. No. Get the fuck out of here. All right. Let's try this now. Oh, shit, it's in the wrong account. Okay, all right. I put it on my fucking Chase account.
All right, nigga, I'm out of here.
Yeah.